He opened his pouch to see what was left of his possessions. Maybe there was a bit left of the sandwich he'd eaten on the ship. But all he found was the heavy book, his jacket, and the 2 stones the old man had given him. As he looked at the stones, he felt relieved for some reason. He had exchanged 6 sheep for 2 precious stones that had been taken from a gold breastplate. He could sell the stones and buy a return ticket. But this time I'll be smarter, the boy thought, removing them from the pouch so he could put them in his pocket. This was a port town, and the only truthful thing his friend had told him was that port towns are full of thieves. Now he understood why the owner of the bar had been so upset. He was trying to tell him not to trust that man. I'm like everyone else. I see the world in terms of what I would like to see happen, not what actually does. He ran his fingers slowly over the stones, sensing their temperature and feeling their surfaces. They were his treasure. Just handling them made him feel better. They reminded him of the old man.
When you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it, he had said.
The boy was trying to understand the truth of what the old man had said. There he was in the empty marketplace, without a cent to his name, and with not a sheep to guard through the night. But the stones were proof that he had met with a king who knew of the boy's past.
They're called Urim and Thummim, and they can help you to read the omens.
The boy put the stones back in the pouch and decided to do an experiment. The old man had said to ask very clear questions, and to do that, the boy had to know what he wanted. So he asked if the old man's blessing was still with him. He took out one of the stones. It was yes.